Father, we just thank you right now that you're in our midst. We thank you, Father God, that no devil in hell can stay in the house of God. We thank you that your angelic hosts are in this house. They are moving throughout this house. And all demonic activity is being taken care of. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're in our midst. We welcome you in our midst. I ask you to do a perfect work among your people. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you that your word is just and amen, and it's always truth. I thank you for those who came out, Father God, in the rain to sit at your table, to sup with you and to be fed fresh manna from heaven. I just thank you for it, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're all in a war. Every last one of us, just not one or two of us, every last one of us are in a war. And if you don't know how to fight, you're lost. You have to know how to fight. There are some wonderful things going on right now. Excuse me. And more wonderful things coming on the horizon. And now would be the wrong time to lose out with God. Now's the time when you have to stick closer than you've ever stuck before. Now's the time when you have to do warfare like you've never done before. Are you understanding this? You have to learn to fight for yourself. It's your body. It's your home. It's your finances. Whatever it is you're fighting, learn to fight for yourself. Go into a prayer closet somewhere and don't leave until you know, that the enemy knows that you know, and he's going to quit, right? Other than that, you're lost. Too many people are relying on their prophet to fight your battles for you, and it's not going to, it doesn't work like that anymore. This evening, God wants to talk about forging forward. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 12 says, and each went straight forward. And listen what the scripture says. And each went straight forward wherever the Spirit was about to go. They would go without turning as they went. Talks about the Spirit in the Old Testament. Did you catch that? And each went straight forward. Wherever the Spirit was about to go, they would go without turning as they went. Now, let's see what God has to say. This day we are forging forward into a brand new dispensation of time. What worked in the past era will not work in this era because of the nature of the work that lies ahead of you. You cannot go back and apply the formula that used to work. For you will find that nothing old works in the new. This new dispensation of time will require fasting quite often, more quiet time sitting at my feet seeking instructions, loving when you don't feel like loving, showing grace and mercy more often than in the past. We're getting instructions here tonight. Why all the change, you ask? Number one, new sheep in the houses. Number two, new challenges that you have never thought of lie before you. Number three, having faith to take a step without knowing the full picture of where I'm taking you. All right? Why all the changes, you ask? All the change. Number one, new sheep in the houses. Number two, new challenges that you have never thought of lie before you. Number three, having faith to take a step without knowing the full picture of where I am taking you. God said, you are the new breeds that I have had on the backside of the desert, and I have already brought you forth to lead the great harvest into my heavenly kingdom. You will find yourself so wrapped up in my works that you will spend the majority of your time in my houses ministering to the lost sheep that I am sending to your houses of refuge. This will be nothing like trying to get the so-called saved saved. This is a brand new warfare that you have entered into, and all of Hades is arrayed against you. You wonder why you're going through what you're going through. Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, will be familiar to you. For I have told you that old things are gone and all things are brand new. God goes on to say, you will need to hear my still small voice at every turn. For you will need to know how to fight the new battles that are coming your way. Are you listening here? This is the dispensation of time when I said you would need to call on the angelic host. So therefore, you will need to understand all about the angelic activity and their abilities to assist you in each fight you encounter. Now, look, let's read that one again. This is a dispensation of time when I said you would need to call on the angelic host. So therefore, you will need to understand all about angelic activity and their abilities to assist you in each fight you encounter. God's been trying to get us to get our attention on the angels and what they'll do for us. And now is a time when we need to call upon them. And I hope we learned what he was trying to teach us. No more sitting back on your laurels, allowing someone else to do the works you were called forth to do. You'll be on your toes at all times, listening and warring. The signs, wonders, and miracles that you so wanted bring with them work. And work you shall. You shall work for the kingdom of heaven, just as Paul and my disciples did. You will be so committed to me that you will give up your very life for the gospel's sake. All right. God said, why is this work so important, you ask? Children, you are preparing the way for the second coming of my son, Jesus. You are getting the houses in order so my spirit can work continually. New houses of worship will spring up all over this great land. Some old houses of worship will close, but everything is working for the kingdom of heaven and the restoration of the church back to our original state, to holiness. My son Jesus is coming back for a bride without spot or wrinkle, and your assignments are to bring the new sheep into the full knowledge of what it means to walk in righteousness with total holiness. You find that in Ephesians 5:27. That is why you had to keep going back to the furnace of affliction. I had to purge all the darkness out of you and bring you totally into my marvelous light where my glory could dwell. As glory carriers, where there was nothing but total confusion, you will bring peace to troubled lands. You will bring structure on all sides. You will see the blind eyes open to see my gospel as it truly is, not as some man says it is. And God's been saying you're going to see the blind eyes open, and we've always thought it was in the natural, but what it is really is a spiritual thing. God said you will be partakers with the heavenly kingdom, and you will travel to my kingdom anytime you so desire. We've been desiring that, right? God said, why am I going to allow this to happen? You need divine heavenly guidance to walk through this new dispensation of time. The roads you traveled in the past are gone, and what lies before you is brand new. You will not know which way to walk unless you have spent time at my feet. The days of agape glory will be upon the earth, and all my chosen vessels will walk forthright in all of their ways. I want to read that one again. Why am I going to allow this to happen? You need divine heavenly guidance to walk through this new dispensation of time. The roads you traveled in the past are gone, and what lies before you is brand new. You will not know which way to walk unless you have spent time at my feet. I think tablets need to go. Your little games you guys play need to go. And you need to spend that time at the feet of Jesus so you can get instructions how to maneuver in this new dispensation of time. The days of agape glory will be upon the earth, and all of my chosen vessels will walk forthright in all of their ways. I have commissioned you to cross over and to do this mighty works of preparing the way for the second coming of my son Jesus. You shall be a sign and a wonder to what my son Jesus is all about. Are you listening to this? You should never once look behind, for your eyes will be steadfast upon what I am having you to do at every given moment. You shall never once look behind. And that's why I read that scripture in the beginning. For your eyes will be steadfast upon what I'm having you do at every given moment. God said, I tell you, children, you cannot fathom what you have stepped into, and you cannot fathom what a great dispensation of time you have entered into. And we can all say amen to that, because I know the church does not understand what we have already stepped into. Then God said, I have been raising up writers of books that will be filled with instructions on how to walk this path in newness of life. These books will be filled with the awesomeness of the heavenly kingdom. The courtroom series is so important, and some that I have instructed to write on my courtroom in heaven have been lax in their assignment, and because of this laxness, I had to find others to write these very important books of instruction. And as I've been reading about the courtrooms of heaven, we should have been doing the courtrooms years and years and years. We should have been doing it all along, because it's in the courtrooms where all the action is, not in the little piddly prayers that we pray down here. But we should have been up in the courtroom working with God. God said, there are also other subjects that I have called people to write on, and they have dragged their feet. And now I'm going to assign others to write the instructions for me. You know, God told me maybe a year ago, I'm not sure, that I had to write a book about love. And what Brother Christopher does is he takes my prophetic words or my teachings about love and he puts them into a book. Well, the book was never done. And God told me a month ago, it's too late. It should already been out on the market. So that book is scrapped. And I feel bad about that, but there's nothing I can do about that. Now, so what has God called you to do and you haven't done it and your book is scrapped? Think about it. God said, in this new dispensation of time, you will see the healing ministry come alive once again. Absolutely, total miracles will begin to take place and all will know that my glory fills the houses. The raising of the dead will be commonplace in this dispensation. Limbs being restored will be nothing to those who believe. Where there was no eyes, eyes will appear. I tell you, children, you have seen absolutely nothing yet. Some have gone back and read about other great revivals, and they are saying, I am restoring these revivals once again. And God said, not so. What I am doing is so much greater than what I have already accomplished. And see, a lot of people, ministers, have gone back and read about all the old revivals and seen how they all were conducted. And they tried to conduct them also, but it's not working because God is not in that dispensation of time. That's gone. He's in a new dispensation of time, and he wants to do it differently. God said, have I not said, do not want what you used to have, for what I am taking you into is far greater? Then if I said it, why are you reading about what I used to do? Move forward. Move forward and quit procrastinating. Move forward in complete knowledge that what I said is already here. All you have to do is step into it. Now let's read that again. Move forward. Move forward and quit procrastinating. Move forward in complete knowledge that what I said is already here. All you have to do is step into it. Anointing. You have seen nothing as of yet. The powerful anointing from upon high is dropping like never before. This anointing will destroy every yoke, and this anointing will bring my children forth into total victory at every turn. This anointing will not take days, months, and even years to manifest. It will manifest right before your eyes instantly. The cross is an example of a powerful anointing. My son endured all that gross punishment and gave his life to set you free. My son started this great powerful anointing on the cross. And when he said, it is finished, it was finished. The anointing destroyed every yoke right then and there. So many things need to be accomplished before the second coming of my son, Jesus. And you, church, you are assisting the angelic host and the Holy Spirit in this great works to bring it to pass. See that? You're not doing it on your own. You're doing it with the Holy Spirit and the angelic host. God said, oh, you sing of my miracles and you even talk about my miracles, but now you will be partaker of these great miracles. You will be there and you will see with your eyes firsthand what you have been reading about in my word. Oh, glorious day. What a glorious time you have already entered into. When I say the blind eyes shall be opened, I am saying the spiritual blind eyes of the church will now see firsthand what I have been speaking about. This holy week holds so many signs, wonders, and miracles for those who have stayed the course, passed test after test, and finally endured the furnace of affliction to the point that they are perfected in my eyes. Everything that I send you to do will be accomplished with perfect precision. There will be no mistakes. The enemy will not be able to trip you up in any way. You've already been through that school of darkness, and you have declared, I'm not going that way ever again. Let's read that again. Everything that I send you to do will be accomplished with perfect precision. There will be no mistakes. The enemy will not be able to trip you up in any way. You have already been through that school of darkness, and you have declared, I'm not going that way ever again. God said, in this dispensation of time, you will never see the darkness overtake you. Listen to this, people. In this dispensation of time, you will never see the darkness overtake you, for you will be riding high upon the mountaintops, destroying every work of darkness that Hades has been throwing your way. The way has been cleared for you to walk on fire and not be burned. The enemy has used up all his arsenal upon my true chosen children, and he is now looking for new ground to cover with his gross darkness. So what God's telling you right here, that Satan can't touch you anymore. That he's done all he can do. He has nothing else to throw at you. And now he's going to start working on the world out there. And when the new converts come into the house of God, he's going to work really hard on them. And that's why you have to be walking in true holiness, so that you can protect and cover these new souls that God is sending into the houses. God says, walk, little ones, walk like never before in the newness of life that is yours to behold. Walk in calm assurance that you are covered by the blood of my son, and it is finished. Know with surety of heart that no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. And you find that in Isaiah 54:17. This has got to be a fundamental truth in your spirit if you're going to survive. Rejoice, little ones, rejoice in the conviction that you are in the newness of life. In here, there is no more turning back, only forward motion. And the first scripture that we read was Ezekiel 1:12 in the Old Testament. And each went straight forward. Wherever the Spirit was about to go, they would go without turning as they went. The body of Christ has been negligent in that area. God starts sending you forward, and you go so far, then you start turning to the right and you start turning to the left. You start allowing the enemy to work with your mind and tell you you're really not God's. Or you allow the enemy to work with your mind and take you back to your old pigsty. We do not have that option any longer. It is finished. God is in total and complete control of all things. You know, it has bothered me ever since I've been preaching, or ever since I got born again, let's put it that way, and sat in churches to watch people who were so religious, so bound in that religious junk, not led by the Holy Spirit, but thought they were. and it has led them down one side road after another until there are some people sitting in the house of God that you can't convince them that they're not walking in the Spirit. Their heart is so hardened that they know that they know that they know that they're walking in the Spirit and they're really walking in a religious spirit, and God can't use you. Are you listening here? I'm hearing God say, where is your heart? Is it soft or is it hardened? Is it teachable or is it unteachable? Each one of you know. If you don't know, you need to get before the Father and find out what kind of a heart you have. Philippians chapter 3:13 says, beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I don't care what happens. I'm going forward. I'm going to win that prize. I'm going to do the works of the Father. And I'm not going backwards ever again. Deuteronomy 5:32 says, you shall be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall be careful, therefore, to do as the Lord your God has commanded you. Too many people are not doing what God has commanded them to do. Your religious mindset is destroying your walk with the Father. Luke 9:62, Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Joshua 3:4-5, yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it in order that you may know the way you shall go. For you have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Joshua says, yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it in order that you may know the way you shall go. For you have not passed this way before. And God told us we have not gone this way before. He said, we have come into things that we have never even heard of. You've never seen anybody else accomplish them. And he's using the church, the people who have committed themselves totally and completely to God, to go forth and do the miraculous. Now, where are you at in that area in your walk with God? Are you ready to allow him to use you to do something you've never heard of before? When I first started and God was using me, they said, we never heard that before. You're the devil. Well, the same thing is going to be true today. When you start moving forward and doing the things God's calling you to do, but you have to know that you know that you know, not this religious thing, but the Holy Spirit thing, that God is telling you to do these things. Because all you'll do is make a fool of yourself and a fool of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of watching people make God look like a fool. Every new dimension in God requires a new consecration of ourselves. So God's taken us to a new dimension, and we have to consecrate ourselves to God all over again. This is why God has been asking us to come up higher at the altar calls. Because he wants us to consecrate ourselves totally and completely in this new dispensation of time. We cannot ascend higher in Christ without shedding the limitations of our previous attainments. In other words, you have to let go of what you did. It might have been great, might have been wonderful, but what God is going to do with you is so far greater than anything you've done with him before. God's been telling us, for 5 years or so? Don't want what you used to have. You know it's great, because what I have for you ahead of you is so much greater. And I thank God that he kept telling us that. And he wouldn't let us go back. He wouldn't let me go back and settle for what we used to have. Because what he's about to do is so much greater. And I hope that each one of you tonight have settled in your spirit, man, I don't want what I used to have. I don't care how great it was. I don't want what I used to have. Father, I want what you have ahead of me. I want to walk in that newness of life. I want to walk in that power and that authority that's greater than what I used to walk in. You're going to have to come to this knowledge that you either have to cut off what you used to have and step into the new, or not go anywhere. I didn't say you're going to go to hell, but you just won't go into that miracle-working power that God has for the church. And we've already crossed over. We're already in the newness of life. And now God is ready to use us. I know he prophesied to some of you, I'm ready to push you out there into your ministry. Why don't you just sit down and listen to God? Find out, what is it, God, that you're pushing me into? And I know one point he even said, I've even changed some of your assignments. What I asked you to do before, I'm not asking you to do now. I've changed your assignments. I don't know why he did it, but he did. So, oh, well, God, you said, but you need to be saying, God, what is it that you want me to do now? Because you're going to miss God if you don't do that. All right? Shake off all your mindsets of what God has done and get a new mindset of what God is doing right now. How did this message come about? Well, it's Easter, and I went back over my old sermons, looked to see what was preached, and it all looked like junk. And I said, God, I said, none of these look good. And he says, because you can't use your old sermons anymore. You can't pull them out and doctor them. He said, because they aren't going to work anymore. And then I realized that's why God's been giving me the teachings each service. Because I don't know where we're going. And I don't know what God needs to tell us so he can get us there. And so what you're hearing is fresh manna from heaven. Because God needs to speak fresh things to us. I didn't say the word that we do, you wouldn't use the word. I didn't say that. But the way we used to preach is gone. And I really feel, I'm going to tell you the honest truth, I really feel with all my being that what's going to happen is we aren't going to be doing much preaching. We're going to be doing a whole lot of miracles. I really believe that when people walk through the doors, the Holy Spirit's going to hit them and they're going to be changed, toning completely, and they'll probably lay on the floor for hours at a time. I really do feel like that's where God's taking us to, and I have the Holy Spirit witness all over me. So you can either want the brand new, which is going to be glorious, or you can go back to your old, which was not so glorious. And I'm going to share this with you. All the years that I was preaching, you know, God did all kind of miracles through me, but it isn't until right now that I understand the importance of the miracles that he was doing all those years. You understand what I'm saying? Even though God was using me and great mighty things were happening, I did not realize the impact of what was going on. And I didn't realize that we were doing something that hadn't been done before. I mean, it took me a little bit of time, but I'm hoping I don't take all that time this time around. Amen. So, you know, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing. But there's something greater for you. It's just, and we're there. We've already crossed over. So you can't say, well, God, I don't know if I want to do this. No, that's not an option with you. You did all this crossing over stuff. You ran up here and went out in the spirit and everything else. And oh, we're just so happy, you know, that God gave you all this stuff. You're there. And now God wants to start using you. So what are you going to do with what you have? Where are you going to let it take you to? And he said it here. He is, if you either made a choice to follow God or you didn't, he's done with you. If you made a choice to follow God, then he's going to use you. But if you made a choice not to, you can't now say, okay, God, now I want to follow you. No, he told us years ago to get in the river. He said, because if all you were going to do is stand on the riverbank, when the river really started flowing, you were going to want to get in and he wouldn't let you. We're in that dispensation of time. You're either in or you're out. You can't change your mind now. So if you know, well, I decided at that point I didn't want to get in yet, well, then you decided the wrong thing, and you can't get in. And I'm not the only one that God's saying that through. I've been reading that through a lot of prophets right now, that God has finished with the church, and you made your choice. So only you know, sitting here, what you've made, what kind of choice you made. Now, if you've already shook off all your old mindsets of, oh, I really like to do that again. You can't do that again. and you want the brand new thing that God is doing in your life, then God wants you to come to the altar, because he is going to give you an anointing that surpasses every anointing he's ever given you. And you're no longer going to want to desire to do anything of the world. All you're going to want to do is to do his bidding in this dispensation of time.